This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Salsa.
So I've been told. I've heard nothing but good things about it. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in, phones are open, by the way, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Sorry, you threw me off with the, normally you go, joining me, and that's like my cue. You threw me off a little bit there.
He pointed, he did the paper thing.
Well, only after there was a pause.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, this is awkward now. Folks may better even point
heard,
at her.
Folks may even heard like something like this happen in the background. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, then buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Unless you're a flat earther, in that case, you know.
Well, you're around the top cylinder part of the
world. All around the plate.
Yeah. The platter.
Didn't they put out something like the Flat Earth Society has offices all around the globe?
Right. Unironically.
Wah, wah.
And that's why we need a soundboard.
You're just manually
making fun of my sound effects?
No. Rusty trombone or sad trombone.
Okay. And all of the sound effects are just going to be us making noises.
That'd be funny if you have a button for that.
All right. So we were talking about Nevada.
Nevada, depending on where you're from.
Nevada.
I haven't mentioned the word Greece until just now. Thanks
my
for
bad.
Spilling the beans, Rich Erich.
Sorry.
It is your bad. It really is.
I feel like we've reiterated the Nevada part of this story like several times without actually...
Folks might just be tuning in. It's the beginning of the second hour.
Understood.
So it's useful to recap.
I get the recap part, but you got to move on.
I'm
at some
sensing
point.
Some tension here.
Captain Recap?
Go for it.
Well, we already did, so...
Okay.
And since Richie Rich spilled the beans, Greece. This is from Bloomberg, G-R-E-E-C-E, not G-R-E-A-S-E, not to be confused with the movie from 1969, 72, 78, whatever. When did Greece come out?
I think it was in the 90s, but it was supposed to be about the 60s.
It did not come out then.
Am I confused? Probably just confused.
You've probably seen it in the 90s as a child.
Were you even alive in the 90s?
Technically, yes.
Okay. Right. This from Bloomberg.com. Greece imposes a $114 monthly fine on unvaccinated people over the age of 60. Now, you might think, well, that seems okay.
They're the most vulnerable. They need it the most.
But is it necessary to fine these people?
If they're not willing to comply.
Why is it necessary to fine people into compliance?
Because that's what governments do.
Well, but that's not a legitimate reason.
Okay. I didn't say it was legitimate, just that's what they do.
Greek Prime Minister announced mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for all Greeks above age 60 before a cabinet meeting in Athens on Tuesday.
By the time you get that old, you're not capable of making decisions for yourself.
Oh, I think there's a bunch of 60-year-old people who would disagree with that.
Well, give them the phone number.
603-283-6160. Don't tell me what to do. I did it, and then I'm like, don't tell me what to do. an effort to tackle the new Omicron variation threat ahead of the festive season. Those who refuse to get vaccinated will have to pay a monthly fine of 100 euros or $114, in case you didn't know the translation, for each month that they don't get jabbed starting on January 16th, according to Mitsotakis. This is the Prime Minister of Greece. The penalty will be imposed by the tax authorities directly to those who haven't been inoculated, and the funds collected will be given to Greek's hospitals fighting the pandemic.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that that's where the funds are going to go. It's kind of like when in the United States here, when all the states started doing the lotteries.
Yep.
Like, oh, yeah, we'll do a lottery, and then all the money will go to fix the schools.
Yep.
And none of the money went to fixing the schools.
Bureaucracy, man. Yep. They eat up most of it.
It's as if it could be predicted.
See, and again, I don't know if that $114 is significant enough for people to like go into an uproar and fight back over. Right? Like where are the people of Greece going to see that removed from? If they're over 60,
yeah.
Is it just coming out of the retirement fund?
Yeah.
Right? Are they going to get a separate bill for it that they have to pay every month?
What if you're over 60 and your retirement check is only $500?
Understood.
Well, that's a significant chunk.
It is significant, but
then you better just get vaccinated.
Right.
Right.
But I don't know what the economy of Greece is like enough where $500 would be sufficient for retirement funding.
Let me just be clear: fining people into compliance is wrong.
I'm not arguing that, but like, okay, so here, like. In Keene, right, I think they doubled the fine for parking tickets, right? It was like $5 at one point, and now it's like 10. And most people here, aside from some of the activists and Free Staters, just will pay the fine because it's not worth taking a day off of work, taking a half day off of work to go to court to fight this thing.
Yeah, because you don't believe strongly enough that it's wrong.
Understood. And I think that these fines in both Nevada and Greece are small enough where the vast majority of people won't be burdened to the point of fighting back.
Well, let's find out what the Prime Minister of Greece said about this subject. Because it seems to me like they're just punishing the elderly.
I agree.
Well, Mitsotakis said, it's not a punishment. I would say it's a health fee.
There you go. See? Yeah. Just tacking on to their normal whatever tax that they have to pay for whatever health care they have.
And this is what we see constantly from government. They change, they use new, they invent new terms, they change wording around to make it sound like what they're doing isn't really what they're doing. My favorite, of course, is the United States government when they were talking about undeclared war, right?
Strategic military action.
Kinetic.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Military action.
There you go.
Kinetic military action.
We're not at war anymore.
Well, what's kinetic military action? We've not heard these three words put together in a phrase before. They're like, oh, well, it's bombing people.
Oh, so you mean war?
It's an act of war.
No, kinetic military action.
It's not war. It's a kinetic military action. Just like finding the unvaccinated isn't a punishment, it's a health fee.
Understood.
In Greece, only 60,000 among the 580,000 unvaccinated people over 60 years old received the vaccine. So that's a pretty significant chunk.
You got to read that again because that didn't sound right.
60,000 in Greece, only 60,000 among the 580,000 unvaccinated people over 60 received the vaccine in November. Only 60,000. Right, so in November, there were 580,000 unvaccinated people.
And 60,000 of them.
Since then, 60,000 have received the vaccine.
Okay, that's a better explanation.
Greece's vaccination ratio in this age group is around 83% compared to Portugal's 98%, said the Prime Minister. So
it still sounds like a lot of people that are vaccinated. I don't understand why they care if there are, like, the few left over that are unvaccinated.
Well,
like, what does it matter?
Well, Greece has a significantly smaller population as well.
And what happens is when these tyrants take a little bit of power and get away with it, now they want to take it all. They want to get every possible dollar or euro or whatever Greece is using these days out of the population if they can. Because nobody's standing up. Nobody's saying no. And so the tyranny goes on. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can call in at 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. in the studio on the Sunday Night Edition. It's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Esquire, if you will.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
You're on the ball that time.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Nice. She's like, I won't do that again. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. Otherwise known as the people who helped YouTube become the behemoth that it is.
The you in YouTube.
Yeah. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Please follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about a SWAT team blows up an innocent woman's house. But before we do that, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that, you know, Albuquerque has come a long ways. I'm really impressed that ever since I moved here, it's been about 20 years, they had three brand new transit centers. So the first one was Uptown, where they have like about six, seven buses come in and out. And the second one was Cottonwood Mall Transit Center on the west side. And another one is Westgate by our new library. So, you know, I've always been for transit and public bus system.
Yeah.
So I just think it's really great. And I think your show has helped me with our buses. So we finally got the ARP completed.
Sarah, do you know what I like about public transit?
What is it?
Nothing. I don't like anything about it. Other than, like, yes, I understand that there is a need for public transportation in areas where, you know, people can't afford it or it's too crowded, that type of a thing. But what I don't like about it is that it's forced upon the people who live in the communities. It is not a voluntary thing. Public transit would exist in the absence of government. However, it would be a voluntary thing where people contribute to it who find it valuable or who otherwise decide that it has use in society, but nobody would be forced to pay it. And so that's what I don't like about public transit.
Yeah, I think the concept itself is great. You know, I think having, you know, a bus that goes from place to place that people pay into, I think that concept is awesome. What I don't like is how it's state-run from tax dollars.
And subsidized by people who don't use it or need it.
Exactly.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So the bus going from here to there would be more expensive.
You know, but I participate in the public transit because, you know what, I'm scared of cars, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been into three car wrecks, and I have nightmares that I could have been killed all three times in the middle of the night, you know. So it's traumatizing, and I wonder if other people are traumatized by auto accidents and getting hit by a car or getting hit while they're on a bicycle.
Right.
Well, I know
they
people
can't drive anymore.
I know people who have just never gotten a driver's license because they're too afraid to drive.
Yep. Got a friend like that.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people like you, Sarah, who have gotten into car accidents that were almost fatal, and it kind of just scarred them for life. And, you know, they're not willing to, you know, they have anxiety every time they go to drive and they just can't. So,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
So the concept of buses and, like, services that take you individually from here to there will likely exist, right? But what we're taking issue with is how that is funded. And if it's subsidized by people who don't use or don't need the service, then we would take issue with that. But if you just want it to be, like, the bus service that, you know, charges a subscription model of some kind to pick people up from place to place, fine. have at it.
Yeah. It used to be back in the day that a city bus service, a metro transit, if you will, was free because it was funded by tax money. And so if you were arguably a citizen of, say, Albuquerque, for example, or even just in Albuquerque, and you wanted to go somewhere in, you know, the city, you would just get on a bus, and it would take you down the road to whatever stop, and then you'd get on the next one to get to where you were going.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the line, they started charging people extra on top of that. So now, not only are they...
Because they weren't collecting enough.
Right. Not only are they forcibly taking revenue from people who don't want, need, or use the service, but they're charging riders on top of that, even though they've already paid for it once. And thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
Just like a toll road. You know, like we're already allegedly yes. paying taxes on this road, but now I have to pay extra money to drive on the road.
It's like double dipping.
It should be one or the other.
Well, it should be no dipping at all.
Yeah. Right.
But it's especially egregious
right.
when they're going to rape you twice.
So I understand if to have toll roads, it's like, you know, someone's maintaining the road, someone's paving the road. To have somebody charge a fee to drive on the road, that makes sense to me. Taxing people unwillingly to do this thing doesn't make sense to me. So I don't necessarily have an issue with toll roads.
Yeah. You know, again, a charity that operated a transit service would suffice.
Sure. Or there's already, like, Greyhound, right, that takes yep. you from city to city. So there could theoretically be a Greyhound local.
Right.
Right, that just takes you around the city.
Or the Uber equivalent of
sure.
Greyhound, yep. right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, and from what I understand, Greyhound buses are a relatively inexpensive way to travel.
They are.
Yeah.
So
comparatively, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
By a large margin.
Yeah.
But if you had a Greyhound subscription for your local metro,
yeah.
right, why not?
Yeah, so it's not like it would be outrageously expensive if we cut taxes out of the deal. You know, there's a way to do this in a voluntary fashion.
Well, and a lot of folks say, well, you can't pay for that unless you tax. But yeah, actually, yes, you can. Why? Because if taxation was eliminated, you could actually afford all of the things that tax pays for, and then some.
And then some, yeah.
And even if you couldn't, I would still oppose the government doing it. Right?
Yeah,
because,
that too.
Because forcing people to do things against their
right.
will is always wrong.
So if the market isn't large enough to sustain that service,
yeah.
then it just disappears,
yeah.
and something else can replace it that
usually,
is more cost-effective.
Right, right. So if a private enterprise, a business, or somebody's an entrepreneur, if a business doesn't replace what existed, the demand's not high enough, then that's where charities come into play. Right, and there are still plenty of charities. I know of there are transport charities for like the elderly, for the disabled, that type of thing. Yes, there are programs that are also state funded, but there are programs that are privately funded charity programs for the places that the state doesn't serve.
Right.
603-283-6160. Coming up, a SWAT team blew up an innocent woman's house. We'll tell you all about that, plus more. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
A giant of the U.S. Senate and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole, has died at 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer, and according to a family statement, the senator died in his sleep early Sunday morning. Reaction's been pouring in from both sides, according to Sean Sullivan. Friedman, who's written a lot about Bob Dole for the Washington Post.
We're seeing a lot of statements pour in right now from different politicians from both ends of the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans. I think you're going to continue to see that today as people pay their respects.
President Biden calling Dole a true war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. And this is USA Radio News. The White House says President Biden is looking forward to Tuesday's video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, a call that will be coming as tensions have mounted over a massive Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift its travel ban on African nations in a reasonable amount of time, saying on CNN that, quote, we are looking at that very carefully on a daily basis as health officials gain more information about cases here in the U.S. and worldwide of coronavirus and that new variant of it, Omicron. Meanwhile, mask mandates are still in the news, as is one in the state of Oregon. Here's our Jeremy Scott with details.
The Oregon Health Authority met last week to discuss a potential permanent indoor mask mandate. State health officials say that doesn't really mean permanent, just that it won't automatically expire until it's repealed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You may be hearing this show outside of those hours. And if you are and you want to call in, please make sure you call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. 7 days a week, we're here. But if you're going to call, call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Just like to remind everybody, not all the stations broadcast us live. Some will rebroadcast it, even though they're broadcast live, they'll play us again later. Or some stations will only carry like 2 of the 3 hours, that kind of a thing. Some folks are listening to a podcast, and so I don't know what day or time it is that you're listening to it. So,
and if you want to participate, just find your way into the Matrix chat as well, because a lot of those rooms are active.
Morpheus. The telephone number, if you want to call between 7 and 10 Eastern, Monday through, or 7 days a week, is 603-283-6160. Again,
Monday through Monday.
Yes, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold right now that we'll get to in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
I do want to talk really badly about this SWAT team raid that blew up this innocent woman's house. But first, let's go to... I'm sorry, we have Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you're not going to like my phone call because in Albuquerque, starting January 1st, we are going to have free bus ride service for everybody. Albuquerque for a few years has had free bus rides for veterans and military people, but as of January 1st, they're going to have free bus rides for everybody for 1 year on a trial basis. And I'm sure the taxpayers are not going to like this, but that's the way politics are.
Free in quotation marks, because someone's got to pay for it. Yeah. Right? They got to pay the driver, they got to pay the gas, they got to pay the maintenance on the bus, they got to pay the bus themselves. It's coming out of someone's pocket.
They got to have some kind of insurance. They got to have people who oversee the entire bus system. So, yes, Richard, you're right. Some folks are not going to be happy about it. People who ride, of course, will be happy because now they don't have to pay. Are you a rider, Richard?
Very much so, but I'm also a decorated Vietnam veteran, so I don't pay for my bus rides anyway. But people here are complaining about how many of the homeless people are just going to be riding around on the buses all day, especially in the wintertime when the weather gets pretty cold here. And we won't talk about how bad the homeless people smell most of the time, but I'm sure there's a lot of people unhappy, but apparently it's being paid for by the revenue that New Mexico gets from the gas and oil companies.
So you've got two economic concepts right there, the free rider problem and also the tragedy of the commons.
Yeah.
Right? They're gonna ride for free without contributing anything to it, and they're going to stink it up.
Hey, Richard, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Since Richard brought up the homeless, I'm going to segue into something Rich brought in, because this is from RT.com. Homeless man gets jail time for breaching stay-at-home order.
Dun-dun-dun. How is that even possible?
How do homeless breach a stay-at-home order?
We saw you on a different park bench yesterday.
In a cruel twist of irony, a man was sentenced to 7 weeks in jail by a Singapore court on Thursday for breaching a COVID-19 stay-at-home order despite being homeless.
This was in Singapore, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they list the jail as his residence, does that mean he has to go back to jail every time they put a new lockdown in place?
I mean, it seems to be the appropriate place for a lockdown.
Okay. So, I know in the U.S. at least, a lot of homeless people were actually commit small crimes in order to go to jail for the colder months.
Three hots and a cot.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I'm wondering, assuming that the jails in Singapore might be worse than the ones in the U.S. I'm not really sure about that, but
I think that's a safe assumption.
I've never been to jail in Singapore, have you?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I usually try to avoid it.
A Singapore national, Rosman Abdul Rahman, 40, he's age 40, returned from Indonesia on March 20th of 2020 after an immigration officer insisted he sign a stay-at-home notice. He listed his estranged stepsister's house as a place for him to quarantine, but he was actually homeless. During the period when he was supposed to self-isolate, he lived on the streets, sleeping in a car park, and later moved to a homeless shelter. He also kept working as a security guard at a grocery logistics company. His manager claimed he was not aware that Rahman was on an SHN, that's a stay-home notice.
So productive homeless as well.
Yeah.
Right? Had a job, went to a job, just could not afford or did not choose to stay in a domicile.
Right. And many homeless do this when they're confronted by statists, right? Government agents. Like, where do you live? They'll put down anything. Like, you know,
who cares?
Just the address of like a library or something, you know, that type of thing. Or in this guy's case, you know, an estranged sister.
Yep.
After being unable to locate him, law enforcement officers eventually found him via his employer and arrested him. Yes, let's take a functional person that's holding a job and trying to, you know, make money for himself and provide for himself. Let's just do away with all that. He was sentenced to 7 weeks imprisonment on Thursday after pleading guilty earlier this year.
So COVID, whatever he had of COVID, like not spread, not passed on, not bothered him. Earlier this year, he put down a bad address on a form. And then pled guilty. And now, months later, they're going to sentence him to 7 weeks. Right? So he's been, you know, whatever deal with the court system, but actively working, right, doing whatever he wants to do with his money, just not finding residence. But no, taking him out of that productive employment.
I am surprised that this is the first I've heard of something like this. Now that I'm hearing it, right?
Yeah.
It really surprises me that we haven't heard this already.
Okay.
Now, usually when we get a story like this, it means that there are, it's like cockroaches, right? If we're hearing about this one guy, there's thousands of other people that this has happened to in some way, shape, or form. There's been some sort of error in bureaucracy, or the tyrants are just going to tyrant, and they're like, well, it doesn't matter, you know, you broke the law, even though it's a, you know, nobody was harmed in any way, shape, or form. You didn't harm anybody's property. No other human beings were hurt. It is disgusting. In the midst of a worldwide crisis, Rosman was left with a personal crisis of his own, homelessness. He had no place of residence. He was left to fend on the streets for himself, said his lawyer, Mr. Erman Tan, adding that his punishment was a cruel twist of irony. He argued there should be a distinction between those who frivolously go out and breach stay-at-home notices versus those with no choice. Well, how about if there's just no stay-at-home orders? How about that?
Yeah.
How about you let people be free to do what is best for them and make their own choices and just proceed like that? How about that? That'd be great.
Yes, but as his attorney, right, his goal is not to fight for the greater good, it's to fight for his one client in this specific instance.
Yeah, I know. While his defense asked for a short detention and fine, prosecutors accused Rahman of deliberately exposing others to the risk of COVID-19.
He was literally homeless. Like, how would he... These people are just so ridiculous.
And there's no evidence that he had COVID-19 and was spreading it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess if convicted, he was facing up to 6 months in jail, according to this article. So instead of 7 weeks, he could have been sentenced to as much as 6 months in jail. Homeless man violating stay-at-home order. When will the stupidity ever end? We don't know, but we'll keep talking about
when you overthrow the state.
How dumb the state is. Here at Free Talk Live, more is on the way. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to you in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Rich.
We've been doing a new segment here on Free Talk Live called Nobody's Quote of the Day. I don't know if that's the official title. That's just what I'm calling it. What this is a former, he's still considered a co-host here at Free Talk Live, a person named Nobody, who, of course, is one of the Crypto Six. He was arrested and put into jail on March 16th of this year as part of a federal investigation. He has been allowed out on bail. However, he has been silenced. He has no freedom of speech, which is supposed to be illegal in the United States of America, but here we are. He's not allowed to be on broadcast radio. He's not allowed to be on a podcast. He's not allowed to be broadcast in any form according to his bail conditions. And so we decided here at Free Talk Live that it would be cool if we went back into the archives and pulled out some quotes from Nobody and just sort of re-aired them. And Bonnie, who's one of the co-hosts here as well, has been heading this up. And so here is today's quote of the day from Nobody. May the visible boot of government kick not in thy door, nor thy teeth, nor stomp upon your face. Ramen. That is the
beautiful
Nobody quote of the day.
Nice.
Thank you to Nobody for being a quotable dude. Also, if you didn't know, it's Nobody's birthday today, and you should, if you have a way to communicate with him, you should wish him happy birthday.
Allegedly. Happy birthday, Nobody.
It's allegedly his birthday. So happy birthday, Nobody.
Happy birthday.
I hope you don't feel any older than you actually are.
May the annual celebration of your existence.
Hopefully you get another spin around the universe. Is that how it works?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Around the sun.
Around the sun. Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know how long it takes for this galaxy to circle around the universe.
Yeah, me neither.
Or how many of those you get in a lifetime.
Again, babbling fools from earlier.
Thanos is right.
Those of you who were listening to hour number one will understand the reference to babbling fools. Let's go to your calls and thoughts before we go on with the prep that we have for the show. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, last night in New Mexico, I presented to you a judge going to prison for 4.5 years and her husband.
Wait, hang on. Can we just take a minute?
Yep.
All right. What do you got tonight, David?
Tonight I will see that judge to prison, and I will raise you a sheriff to prison
in
the state of New Mexico.
A sheriff going to prison in the state of New Mexico? I think that also deserves...
So, and let me interject, why do I bother to do this stuff? Because these are, a judge is going to prison, a sheriff is going to prison, and I hold a unanimous decision from the New Mexico Court of Appeals in my favor saying that Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge John J. Romero Jr. illegally trafficked my children 14 years ago and I've never seen them since anyway. And the insinuation or the state of things is that, your children, whatever, so there must be something wrong with you, Mr. Right. Olson. And my response to that is to point out over and over and over again, on top of the fact that I have a unanimous decision saying I'm right and two judges and more are wrong, here is a judge going to prison, and now I'm showing you a sheriff going to prison in the state of New Mexico. So it's a highly believable, my allegations are true, and let's throw in one more time, I hold a unanimous decision from the state of New Mexico Court of Appeals saying that what I say is true. So this sheriff is going to prison. Rio Arriba County Sheriff sentenced to 3 years, taken into custody. He's going to appeal, of course, but he stands convicted and sentenced to 3 years in prison.
What did he
for
do,
helping
David?
A,
yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. What did he do?
He abused his position, and that's exactly what I accuse M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. of doing, abusing their position, and what this sheriff did is helped a felon escape cops that were looking for him, and then told his deputy not to tell anybody that he helped the felon escape the cops who were looking for him. And let's never mind that the felon that was trying to escape the cops was a city council member in the state of New Mexico.
David, thanks for the call, man. I wish you the best of luck with all of your trials and tribulations related to the state.
Doesn't every judge abuse their power?
I mean,
isn't that like their whole thing?
I've been saying repeatedly, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but sometimes I do, that the system corrupts everybody.
Yes.
You could be the most well-intentioned, most morally consistent, most philosophical person on planet Earth, and you get hired by a state agency, you're going to be forced to make a decision that violates your philosophy or violates your moral code. It's just the way the system is designed. The system is evil.
You're either assimilated by that system and become corrupt yourself, or the system rejects you and you're out of that position and back on the right. private sector.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sam in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just calling because I was thinking about looking into getting some Bitcoin, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to see if you guys had an exchange that you preferred over the other ones.
I haven't looked into this one, but it's one that I've mentioned earlier when reading some ad. It's xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com.
Yeah.
What I like about this exchange is that it only requires an email address. So, you know, if you want the utmost privacy.
But can you take, like, dollars to buy crypto?
Oh, you're talking about exchanging. Okay, I got you. You're not talking about exchanging crypto to crypto. I don't know. No. I haven't looked enough into EX markets. What I prefer to do, of course, rather than using exchange, is I prefer to either A, earn the Bitcoin, provide a product or service, or B, I also would enjoy mining. Now, you don't have to mine Bitcoin, right? But you can mine some other cryptocurrency, and when it reaches enough dollar value, you can put that cryptocurrency on an exchange and trade it for Bitcoin if you wanted to get actual Bitcoin. Or you could trade it for any other cryptocurrency. Those are my two preferred methods. I don't have a preferred exchange that I recommend. I really don't like the way most exchanges do business because they all require you to do something called KYC, which is know your customer.
Yeah. And I'm well aware of that, so that's why I was just kind of curious if there was one that was better than the others in terms of, like, them not selling your data or something.
At this point in the game, it's my assumption that a lot of the bigger exchanges you're going to have to find a way to avoid because they're trying their best to comply with state orders, and so they're going to collect your data.
What I'm referring to is, like, you know how when you Google search something, they sell your data?
Yep. Right. So,
like Coinbase doing that or something.
Right. So if you can, right? I don't know what your local area in Ohio is like, but find someone willing to meet up and trade dollars and Federal Reserve notes for Bitcoin directly.
In person.
Now, we do have Bitcoin ATMs here.
A lot of those, check it, because a lot of those are doing the KYC thing as well.
Although I've heard a rumor, don't quote me on this, but like Richie Rich says, check it. I'm told that some of these Bitcoin vending machines, for a better term than ATM, that some of these do not KYC unless you're exchanging up to some number of hundreds of dollars. So
right.
If you're doing $20, $50, like they don't care about that.
Right.
So if you just do multiple transactions, that kind of a thing, you know, maybe that'll help you get started. But if you're going to do larger transactions, they're going to ask you to present some government ID.
And if it doesn't have to be Bitcoin, right, well, local.bitcoin.com was a face-to-face exchange facilitation site that allows you to get Bitcoin cash into a wallet. Right, and then you can either transfer that or, you know, trade that into Bitcoin, or if you find a reputable Bitcoin cash dealer, right, you can see if they've also got Bitcoin BTC for trade as well.
Nikki?
Okay.
I don't usually use exchanges. I get paid in crypto.
Nice.
So
I was going to mention...
How do you get paid in crypto?
You just do stuff for people and ask them to pay you in crypto?
Yeah, here's an idea for you, Sam. I've been looking a lot on Craigslist recently, and when you go to, like, stuff for sale, and you click on a category, you look on the left-hand side, there's a little box that you could check that says cryptocurrency okay, and you could find a whole bunch of people selling stuff for cryptocurrency. Well, in the same way you handle any Craigslist transaction. But you could take and reverse that and find stuff that you have that people might value and sell that for cryptocurrency. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sam. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about the SWAT team that blew up an innocent woman's house. Cost her over $50,000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.